Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to the Republican Party, and you are witnessing in real time the breakup of the Republican Party. Right after the so-called acquittal of Trump, it wasn't an acquittal. 57 senators out of 100 said he was no good, that he'd incited the insurrection, and that he had to be convicted as well as impeached. And then they were about to vote that he could never hold federal office again. But the constitutional standard is 67. Very, very hard to get to on anything. I don't know anything else where the Senate, 67 or 70 senators agree on anything. Agree on what time it is and agree on whether it's raining or not. So it was not an acquittal in that sense. It was not an acquittal in that sense. But immediately afterwards, people made lightning decisions. Do we stab Trump or do we suck up to Trump? And then the people who stabbed Trump, other people had to decide, lesser feeding fish down the food chain. Do we stab them or do we suck up to them? Well, here's where I was shaken out. Immediately, McConnell, Moscow Mitch got up there, and I have never seen a more disingenuous speech. Tried to show emotion. He was doing it to suck up to donors, because a lot of donors, you know, let me tell you something, Wall Street and the corporate heads and so on, capitalism can't survive with violence. It can't survive with nuts like QAnon. So they'll put up with a certain amount of nut jobs, but not a whole lot. And a lot of these people say, we're not given to any more nut jobs. And so McConnell got up there to suck up to them and then pass the hot potato off to Biden, going, well, he can be prosecuted. I'm sure Biden will do that. Disgusting. He stabs Trump. Portman of Ohio stabs Trump. Says the same thing. Lock him up. Criminal. Let's go after him. But McConnell and Portman both voted to acquit. So they can go back home. They can say we stood with Trump in the nut job sector of their base and with everybody else. Corporate sector, they'll go, no, no, no. Here's a video of my speech. I was righteous. I was extremely righteous. And that's what I did. Well, in the meantime, down the food chain, the lesser feeder fish have to decide who to stab. Do they stab Trump or do they stab McConnell and the Portmans and the rest of them? Now, as a practical matter, they have to make a pretty instantaneous decision because reporters are sticking microphones in their face. So here's how it shakes out. Nikki Haley, she was Trump's ambassador to the UN, has no basis for thinking she should even run for president. She's running. So she decides to stab Trump. So Trump has three knives in him, Moscow Mitch, Portman, and Nikki Haley. Lindsey Graham makes a quick calculation. He says there's no way. He's not going to be president. He knows he's not going to be president. Little Ganymede, he's not going to be president, little Wormwood. But he wants to be majority leader, so he stabs McConnell. And he sucks up to Trump, stabs McConnell. My God. Matt Gaetz, who is a really disturbed individual, G-A-E-T-Z from Florida, he stabs McConnell. So, you know, Trump has three knives in him already, a lot more. McConnell has a couple knives in him. Portman's lying in the weeds because he's not running for re-election, sniffing around, hoping against hope that someone will pick him up for vice president the way Trump picked up Pence. Because, you know, Portman's from Ohio, Pence, Indiana. They both are pretty silent. They have silvery hair and they look righteous. Okay. I mean, this is very sad. Why do I laugh? Why the heck do I laugh? I don't know why I laugh, but you're going to see knives out. They're coming out right now. And when a political party breaks up, you know, it's happened before. I mean, it happened in the 1850s when the nativist party, the abolitionist party and the Whigs all sort of got together and not formally, but their people broke away and they formed the Republican Party. They formed the Republican Party. It happens. Have you seen any Whigs running? No, it's not WIG. It's WHIG. You ever heard of them? There's no Whigs running anymore. There are no abolitionists running anymore. There are no nativists, no nothings running anymore. My God. Okay, we're going to the lines. The lines are open. Slammer from Madison, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Madeline. You are so correct in analyzing what's going on with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. You know, we saw exactly the same thing happen in Wisconsin. There's been an uptick in travel. And of course, you knew Governor Walker was busy running for president. It's going to happen there, too. But if you go back in history and you pull up a traffic homicide that occurred in Hyde County on September the 12th, you'll see that a gentleman by the name of Joseph Faber, B-O-E-V-E-R, was struck and killed by the Attorney General, Jason Ravensburg. And the Sheriff, Mike Bolick, in Hyde County, drove from his home to the scene of the accident, arranged for a tow truck to take the disabled vehicle away. The airbag was deployed. It was a high-speed accident. And when you look at the car, you can clearly see that something that was standing upright went through the windshield. He claimed he thought it was a deer. And they've been doing everything they can to mitigate this away. They had the North Dakota Highway Patrol do a traffic homicide investigation. They sent Baber's body all the way to Hennepin County in St. Paul, Minnesota, for the autopsy. I think toxicology went to St. Louis.
Yeah, you know, Slammer, you know an awful lot about the Dakotas. I'm impressed with that. And what you're saying is, and it's really true, is that in a lot of these places, and we ran into a little of that stuff with Walker. I mean, he was very much out of the Wisconsin mainstream, but a lot of these other states, there's a certain, buddy system, crooked element to the government. And I detect that in Kristi Noem too. Slammer, thanks a lot for calling in. I really appreciate it. Now, we're going to go on. On the stabbing department, so you have McConnell and Portman stabbing Trump. McConnell thinks that that's the only way he can keep getting money for his caucus. And Portman thinks that's the only way he can get picked up as VP. You have Nikki Haley stabbing Trump. That's the only way she thinks she can get picked up as VP. Then you have Lindsey Graham, and there's Matt Gaetz and others stabbing McConnell. Lindsey Graham wants to be majority leader, and McConnell is, you know, he just got reelected majority leader. The truth is that normally that goes for 2 years. It'll go till 2022. But if they get really angry at the guy, they can yank him. I don't think there's enough anger to yank him because he's the guy that gets the money to him. But the fact of the matter is in 2022, he's going to be opposed. He's going to be opposed. And right now he's in his high 70s. He'll be about 80 years old. And I think you may see McConnell in his last two years as majority leader. Minority leader now. He was majority leader. He wants to be majority leader again. So all of this weird dance going on, this weird dance, is simply a dance for advantage. There is no integrity to it. There is nothing more than the breakup of the party, as in the 1850s with the Whigs and the others, and people putting out their knives, trying to get as big a position as possible in whatever the result is. Another candidate whom I think an awful lot of, Tom Rice of South Carolina. He's a Republican. He's a conservative, very conservative guy down in the Myrtle Beach area. I've been down, go to Myrtle Beach, Pawleys Island, Charleston, a lot of fun going down there. I like going down there on vacation. Tom Rice, he's the guy that was one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump in the House. He has four primary candidates. Now, I think he may survive. He's a lot of integrity. He said, look, what was done was wrong. What was done was wrong. But he was the only one, or one of few, who had a lot on the line. He was from a district that Trump overwhelmingly carried. A lot of the others were in bluish districts or purplish districts or weren't running again. But he is quite a guy with a lot of integrity. And we're going to see in 2022 what the result is. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.